What's up, everyone? Welcome to the May 16th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by Prize Picks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can follow me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, you get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at Prize Picks. Be sure to use the code Osmo to receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100. We have an 11-game MLB slate tonight on DraftKings. As usual, we're going to take a look at three of the top tournament stacks and three of the top tournament values using the top stacks and the top pitchers tool on the Osmo.com website. Starting with the top three stacks, number three, the Houston Astros have a very difficult matchup tonight against Garrett Whitlock and the Boston Red Sox, but they do have a 4.9 implied run total. Whitlock's been excellent in eight total appearances this year, four starts. In those four starts, a 36.5% strikeout percentage, 2.6 xFIP. Certainly not an easy spot for the Astros, but they have been one of the best offenses in baseball. They have a 116 WRC plus, 179 ISO. They're only projected for about 3% ownership, with a 6% chance of being the top scoring stack on tonight's slate. Number two, the Chicago White Sox are taking on, I keep wanting to say Mitch Keller, but it's not Mitch Keller. Brad Keller. Sorry about that. Just completely drawing a blank. All I could think about was Mitch Keller. Brad Keller tonight. Keller, not a very good strikeout pitcher. Does do a good job of getting ground balls. Typically, he's been solid overall this season with a 3.94 xFIP. The White Sox have been a below average offense so far as well. So there's not a ton of confidence in what they're going to do tonight. They have a 90 WRC plus, only a 126 ISO so far this season, but they do have power hitters in their lineup. They do have guys that have proven track records in the major leagues. Tim Anderson, Yoan Moncada, Jose Abreu, Luis Robert, Yasmani Grandal, all of these guys we know have power and can certainly do damage against a pitcher like Keller, who doesn't miss a lot of bats. They're projected for about 6% ownership with a 6% chance of being the top scoring stack. And number one, the New York Yankees are taking on Kyle Bradish tonight. They have a 5 implied run total, 3% projected ownership, 6% chance of being the top scoring stack. They are expensive, only about a 4% chance of being the top value on tonight's slate, but they're facing an unproven pitcher in Bradish. Bradish has been very good through his first three starts in the major leagues. He has a 25% strikeout percentage, 3.37 xFIP, and really, if you just aside from one bad inning against the Minnesota Twins, he's been even better than that. In three starts at AAA this year, he had a 29.8% strikeout percentage. He only walked 5.3% of hitters, but this is clearly his most dangerous matchup so far. He's coming off of an excellent start last time out against a Cardinals team that doesn't strike out very much. He still managed to strike out 11 of them, but now he's got this Yankees lineup that has a 122 WRC plus this year and a 177 ISO. If they were getting a lot of ownership, I would not, you know, I'd be okay shying away and hoping that Bradish has another good start. But since they're not getting much ownership, since they are expensive and somewhat difficult to get to, I like getting to the Yankees tonight in tournaments. Now, looking at the top three tournament pitchers on tonight's slate, this is a weird slate, and you'll see it reflected in some of these pitchers, because this is one of those slates where there's not a lot of really good pitching. A lot of the good offenses are also in relatively difficult matchups. So it's a situation where you have a lot of spots where offenses are going underowned, and so are the opposing pitchers. And so number three, Garrett Whitlock taking on the Houston Astros. Mentioned Houston in the top stack section, but Whitlock has been excellent, and he's only $7,600 tonight. He's got an 11% chance of being a top two pitcher. He's projected for about 11% ownership. He's only $7,600. He has the highest strikeout percentage on the slate at 34.7% overall this year, 36.5% as a starter. And, you know, like I said, it's a tough matchup for the Houston offense. It's a tough matchup for Whitlock. But just because on average, neither of these sides project that well, doesn't mean that there's not a huge ceiling for either side. So I like getting to the Astros and I like getting to Whitlock. I think it looks like both sides are going a little bit underowned. Number two, same situation. Kyle Bradish is only $5,800 taking on the Yankees. We know that New York's been one of the best offenses in baseball. We know that Bradish is unproven. He's only made three major league starts, but he's only $5,800. He has an 11% chance of being a top two pitcher on tonight's slate. He's projected for about 5% ownership, and he's got a 25% chance of being a top two value pitcher at $5,800. So that's something that typically, you know, it's kind of difficult to discuss when you're talking about top pitchers or top stacks, but he is really, really cheap. He does have a very good chance of being one of the better values, even if he's not one of the top scorers on the slate, and he's not getting much ownership at only 5%. And number one, Noah Syndergaard taking on the Texas Rangers. The Rangers have a 3.9 implied run total. Syndergaard's projected for 13% or 9% ownership with a 13% chance of being a top two pitcher. He's $8,500, so he has about an 8% chance of being a top two value. It's hard for me to give a really ringing endorsement to Syndergaard here because there are some pretty legitimate concerns. For one, he's only struck out 17.5% of hitters this year. For two, his fastball velocity is down 3 miles an hour off of his career averages. And you have to keep in mind he's coming back from a pretty long injury layoff. He's only made 7 starts since, I believe, the 2019 season. So that fastball velocity being down is certainly a concern. But he does have a respectable 3.97 xFIP so far. The Rangers have been very weak offensively with an 88 WRC plus and a 21.6% strikeout percentage. And then, as I mentioned before, it's just not a great slate for pitching either. So willing to take chances on Syndergaard tonight, but do keep in mind there are some red flags for him. So to recap, the top 3 tournament stacks on tonight's slate: number 3, the Houston Astros; number 2, the Chicago White Sox; number 1, the New York Yankees. And the top 3 tournament pitchers: number 3, Garrett Whitlock; number 2, Kyle Bradish; and number 1, Noah Syndergaard.